Blog Talk Radio.
The testimony of the Lord is sure,
making wise the simple. The statutes are rules of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments, let's go back to verse 8. One, he's saying statutes, the rule. And now he's at the commandments. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening. Enlightening means educating or informing the eyes. Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clear, enduring forever. The judgments, and the judgments are the decisions made of the Lord are true and righteous thereof altogether. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea means yes, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Verse 12, who can understand his arrows? Cleanse you from the secret. Let me read verse 12 again. Who can understand his arrows? Cleanse you me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous, and that's willful sins. You're doing it because you want to do it. Let them not have dominion. Dominion means control or rule over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. And that's crime. Transgression is breaking the law of our Heavenly Father. And those are the Ten Commandments. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise God. I thank each of you for listening to my program this morning, for joining me, because you know you could have been doing something else or going some other place and just enjoying this life that God has given to us on this earth. But I am being obedient. I am trying to do what he told me to do so that I will be in paradise with my Heavenly Father. You cannot just go to heaven because you want to go. You have to be obedient to what our Father in heaven tells you. See, let us have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and each day that you allow me and my family to dwell and live happily in it. And I want to go back to what I said last week. Despite all the racism that we receive from the enemy who is in charge, although my Heavenly Father, I'm praying when 2019 comes, that 400 years will be over and you will honor what you have said. And then we will be in rule, and they will be servants to us. Father, I thank you for keeping us lost sheep. And I praise you for restoring us back into the knowledge of who we are, the true, real Israelites of the Bible, not like that other group in Israel who claim to be the Israelite. And they are trying to make themselves known. But we now know, as well as people who live in that region will tell us, that it was black people who left that area. And it was the United Nations and America, United States of America, that restored those white people there. But my prayer is to give honor and thanks to you, Heavenly Father. Not a long prayer. And I just thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And I pray that you protect us from the enemy. In the book of Psalms, chapter 83, it lists all those who are against us. Now, we know now, and thank you for telling us who we are. Again, I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and for giving us your lost sheep, sane, sound mind, with excellent health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Of course, you know that the enemy changed his name to Jesus. Amen. I pray that I did not say a long prayer. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. But many of our pastors who look as like me, they are following the Sunday, and it was Constantine who provoked or started the Sunday worship. I pray, oh Father, I pray that your sheep, especially us black people who were brought to the southern part of the United States and who have now migrated as my family to the north, let them all come to serve you and obey the fourth commandment, and that is to keep the Sabbath holy. And if they don't know what day the Sabbath is, that I will tell them now, the Sabbath is the Saturday, and Sunday is the first day of the month, of the week, that is. And I think I'm trying to turn my book to Genesis. I think in Genesis 2, and I said book, it is the Bible. And I found it. It's in Genesis 2. And I normally tell you sheep to have your pen and pencil ready and write down what I will say. It's true. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, it says here, and God blessed the seventh day. The seventh day is a Saturday, and he sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which he had created. So that's what I want you sheep to know. Now, not only that, I want you to know that Pentecost is starting tomorrow. According to the booklet that I have here. And let me turn to what it says about Pentecost. And this Pentecost is one of God's annual feasts. And we're so busy following man's feast. I want all you sheep who listen to me to stop following man's feast. But I understand if you have a day off for work, you take it and be happy about it. But you thank God and not have all the picnics and reunions and gatherings except for if it's in the name of our Heavenly Father. Now let me tell you what this booklet says about the day of Pentecost. It's a day of celebrating the gathering of the first and smaller of the two annual feasts observed 50 days from a fixed point in the previous feast. And you will find that in Leviticus. That's spelled Leviticus, chapter 23, write a 23 and two dots, that's a semicolon, and write 15 and put a dash 22. So you'll find is told about Pentecost. It says this, picture the Christians receiving the Holy Spirit. So this is what we are to celebrate, and that is according to this booklet that I received from another group of people that comes on television. And this booklet here is called The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, is what I read from. And let me just look at the first beginning of this book and see if I can tell you the name of the program that I watch. Nope, I don't see that, the name of it, but I watch it faithfully, and I have been watching it for years. I'm still turning. It's called Tomorrow's World. That's what I'm looking at. This booklet is not to be sold. It has been provided as a public educational service by the Living God of Church of God. So, with that being said, I hope that I have said everything. Many times I will forget to announce what I'm supposed to. Today, our lesson is in Luke chapter 20. And what I've written for you to read on the computer is Jesus' authority question. Let me just read that before I start reading Luke chapter 27. Excuse me, Luke chapter 20. I see that I have 27 minutes. That's where I said Luke chapter 27, but I am in Luke chapter 20. Jesus' authority question. Now it happened on one of those days, he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priests and scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?" But he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing. Answer me, the baptism of John," he's talking about John the Baptist, "was it given from heaven or men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say." Now, let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 20 and begin reading. And I'll read from the King James Version of the Bible. And it's not the New King James Version of the Bible, but the first King James Version of the Bible. Luke chapter 20, verse 1. And it came to pass on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes and the came unto him with the elders. Now, scribes are those people who copy documents. They are like clerks or secretaries or copiers. And verse 2. And it came and spake unto him, saying, tell us, by whose authority doest you these things? Or who is he that gave you this authority? And he said, and he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing. Answer me. Verse 4. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then believe you him not? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded. And persuaded means convinced that John, they're talking about, it doesn't say the Baptist, but they are talking about John the Baptist was a prophet. Verse 7. And they answered, and they could not tell whence it was. And the word whence means from whom gave him that authority that they asked him about. Verse 9. And Jesus said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Then began he to speak to the people a parable. The he is Jesus or Yeshua. And this is the parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth. Let means to rent it forth to husbandmen. And husbandmen are farmers. And went into a far country for a long time. It sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Because he said he's coming back, and he is. Verse 10. And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandmen, the farmers, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen, the farmers, beat him. He beat the servant and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and entreated. Entreated means to handle him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again, the man who planted the vineyard sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him. And reverence means to respect him when they see him. Excuse me, sheep, but as usual, I have to burp. This is the only time when I'm reading the Bible that I will have to burp. I pray our Heavenly Father will stop me from burping whenever I'm reading the Bible. Verse 14. But when the husbandmen, the farmers, saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? If you hear any noises in my home, just bear with me for a moment, please. I don't know why that is. Let me get back to my reading. I stopped at verse 16. And he shall come and destroy the husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, go back up to verse 1, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders, when they heard that, they, let me go back to verse 16, but he's talking only, not only to the people in it who have come to hear him, but the chief elders and the chief priests, the elders and the scribes. Let me finish verse 16. He shall come and destroy the husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. Verse 17. And he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. Verse 18. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Verse 19. And the chief priests and the scribes that same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for the people perceived means the people saw or recognized that he had spoken this parable against them. Well, I may have read that wrong. Let me read that. For they feared that they again are the chief priests, scribes, and the elders, that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and sent forth the spies, which should fringe. Fringe means pretend themselves just men, that they might take hold of him, so that they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And let's see, I have 16 minutes. I pray my Heavenly Father will not allow me to be distracted and read all of this. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that you sayest and teachest rightly, neither they accepted you. As in, neither accepted you the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute? And when I looked in another Bible, it says, pay taxes to Caesar or no. But he perceived, he recognized and or saw their craftiness, and that is their trickery, and said unto them, why you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and subscription has it? And they said unto, Caesar's. And he said unto them, render. Render means to give unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people. And they marveled, they wondered, at his answer and held their peace. They said nothing else. Verse 27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees. And Sadducees, those are the people that didn't believe in the resurrection. If I read on, it's going to tell you. Verse 27. Then came to him of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection. They asked him, well, they were being facetious or funny here, saying, Master, Moses says, Moses wrote unto us, if any man, brother, dies, having a wife, and he died without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up his seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her to wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. They all left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, this is where they're being facetious. Since they don't believe in the resurrection, they're asking, therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife then is she? For she, for seven, had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which are accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor give in marriage. And I think I should read verse 35 again. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor give in marriage. Verse 36. Neither can they die anymore. And this is important, sheep. If you follow Jesus' commandments, instructions, as he said in the Psalms that I read, you will live again, because after you die, as he told the thief on the cross, this day you will be with me in paradise. We have some place to go, and that place is paradise if you live according to the instructions of this Bible and be obedient to the assignment that our Heavenly Father gives you. Now let me pick up at verse 36, because I think it's important to note in your memory. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Verse 37. Now that the dead are raised, and Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord God of Abraham and the Lord God of Isaac and the Lord God of Jacob. Now you will find that in Exodus, spelled Exodus, chapter 3, verse 7, or I may have, it might be verse 2. Verse 38, for he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to live unto him. I'm being obedient to the best of my ability. Verse 39, then came the scribe answering, said, Master, you have said, you have well said. And after that, they durst, D-U-R-T, that means dare not ask him any question at all. Verse 41, and he said unto them, how say they that Christ is David's son? And David himself said in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand. You will find that in Psalms 110, verse 11. Verse 43, take till I make your enemies your footstool. David therefore calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love gatherings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogue. And a synagogue is like a church or mosque or temple. The highest seat in the synagogue and the chief priest and the chief rooms of the feast, which devour women's houses, and for a show make long prayers. And that's why I try not to make long prayers, see, because I'm not about a show. I am doing this, whatever I do, to get into heaven. Let me finish reading verse 47. And let me read verse 47 again. Which devour widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation. And that ends the reading of Luke chapter 20. The word damnation means eternal or forever punishment in hell. And I don't want to receive that. See, I ask that you come again to my program next Sabbath, and we will read chapter 21. And I still have 7 minutes left. So what I want you to do is listen to the Ten Commandments. Every time I get an opportunity to read those commandments to you, because you may not receive them at your churches, I want you to know. I don't want you to be ignorant of the Ten Commandments. They are found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, as well as in the book of Deuteronomy, that's spelled Deuteronomy. Chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. So what do you not understand about that? You shouldn't have drugs. You should have nothing. Gossiping on the phone or on the phone all the time, unless it's your job. The second commandment, you shall not make unto you any grave images or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. The iniquities are sins or wrongdoings of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So what do you not understand about keeping God's commandments? I ask you pastors that who go to church on the first day instead of the Sabbath. The Sabbath day, the seventh day, as I read to you in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 this morning. The third commandment is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And in vain means to use God's name or misuse his name, to curse at him. You know, that's misusing his name. The fourth commandment is this, and none of you preachers on Sunday having a church on Sunday, it says this, remember the Sabbath day. What do you not understand about remember the Sabbath day? To keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, your men servant, nor your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor your strangers that are within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. So, perhaps you can tell me when I'm watching a Sunday service why you do not keep the Sabbath day. And I will sit back and think that you are nothing but liars. But none, that's just me. The fifth commandment says, honor your mother, honor your father and your mother, that your days, this is the reward, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Having abortions and abortions being legal by the United States of America Constitution is wrong. Verse 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means don't cheat on your spouse. You're to be faithful to your husband or your wife. The eighth commandment is thou shalt not steal. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't lie on your neighbor. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. And covet means to envy your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant or maidservant, nor his ox or his ass. An ass is a donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. That is your Ten Commandments. Now, I want to talk to you about something that I have said, but it's important that I do my closing prayer. And after I do my closing prayer, I will tell you what I have said, or then I may forget about it altogether and not say it at all. Our Father in heaven, we your lost sheep, thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and giving our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Well, I guess I don't have time to talk about that. Remember, Steve, and that is the conversation that I had, that I thought I was misunderstood. But I want you, sheep, to read Leviticus chapter 18, I think.
Help your children.
God, help me, Father, with you everywhere.
Don't let them fall
and
by the side.
verse 13.
Of the road.
And if God shall I be with me, Nathan. Now I am turning to the ministry that I want you to know. I want you to stay
to love one another.
I am trying to save my soul.
And heaven might find a place in their heart.
And
I know
a woman to
he
and long and
forever
for my
so in my heart. We've got to walk on
Leviticus chapter 22, where it says,
walk on through temptation,
for
he love and his wisdom will be our
noble
hand.
I'm telling you, for anyone
I
know
the
truth,
and his word,
I'm telling you, with the Bible,
be our salvation.
That's not what I say. I don't think you can get hurt.
Lift up our
heart
to be thankful. Jesus.